Open your Bibles, please. It's good to be here. I remember Bible college days. I remember starting with a large amount and finishing with few. There's even fewer today. And I know that's a serious subject, but what we do is a serious work. And we need to take the things of God more seriously.
Amen.
Moses led the children of Israel out of the wilderness. He had over 1 million followers, not on Facebook. Some folks are more concerned about what people think on Facebook than what the book says. I want to finish my course. I want to be happy when I finish my course. And we're going to look at the life of Joshua and Caleb. Look with me, if you would, in the book of Numbers, please. Numbers chapter 14. I like a person that has the right spirit. I don't like people that are negative, but I'm a realist. When I went to Bible college, my professor says, write out all the books of the Bible. I was finished within 15 seconds. He says, how'd you do that? Old Testament, New Testament. A doctor of theology, he says, we're going to have an interesting year. I says, yes, we are. He goes, you're going to have some challenges. I says, my challenges are your challenges. You're to teach me. Numbers chapter 14, verse 24. But my servant, Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. A mission. We're all on a mission. Now look with me, if you would, in Joshua chapter 14. Joshua chapter 14. We're going to see a little bit more about Caleb. It's one thing when we begin our course. It's another thing to finish our course. I make a decision here. I select a direction, and I end up at a destination. I want to know, where will you be in 50, in 60 years like Dr. Sisk? That's where I want to go.
Amen.
It's one thing to start here saying, I'm going. Praise God. Hallelujah. I've seen all the emotionalism you can see. But when the battle comes, when you have to make a decision to stand up, am I going to preach the word of God, or are we just going to have a little social event?
Well, come on.
You say, come on now, but in 5 years, you're going a different direction. You say, wow, that's a path. We need to select. We need to listen to what God says. We'll read, and then we'll pray, and then we'll get to just a few points. The Bible says in Joshua chapter 14, verse 7, 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him word again as it was in my heart. We need to guard our heart. Nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt, but I wholly followed the Lord my God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we do thank you for what we've heard, the testimony. I thank you for this college. I thank you for Brother Bushy. I thank you for being part of the missions conference. Thank you for being around these men of God. I pray and ask that you'd help them to raise their support quickly, get to the field. But Lord, it's my desire that everyone here, we would all finish our course. That one day it'd be said, well done. That we would press towards that high calling. Father, bless now this morning. Help each one of us to make the decision that will set the direction that will help us to finish our destination, doing what you've called us to do, pleasing thee with our lives. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. First, we see a path. There's a selection. There's a choice. Choose you this day. I like when Joshua finished. Choose you this day. Make a decision today. I'm tired of people being fickle. I don't know what I'm going to do. When I went to Bible college, I knew that I was going to finish Bible college. And when I finished Bible college, God called me into the ministry, and I know that I'll finish as a missionary. Will there be difficulties? Will there be discouragements? Yes, that's part of life. But there is first a selection, a choice, and then there must be a commitment. We have such a non-committal society. People can't even stay married.
Come on.
I'm glad that I got married, and they asked me, how many times have you been married? One time. And it's only by God's grace because I got committed.
Amen.
I'm still in the ministry because I got committed. I want to serve Him until I die. Then I want to complete it 100%. Complete it.
Good.
Complete it. Oh, I just don't feel like doing this exam. Complete it. If you can't do an exam in Bible college, you might as well just find something else to do. Why take a test? I studied with kids in the dormitories. They did everything but what they were supposed to do. And I'm trying to figure out Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, hermeneutics, whatever you want to call it, all the theology. You ought to get the Bible, read the Bible, stand up, preach, finish the course. Second thing is, listen what the Bible says. He had a heart, 40 years old in verse 7. 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me. He was sent. Who sent us to Bible college? Mommy? Daddy? I have personal convictions.
Good.
And my convictions are not going to change because the principles of God do not change.
Amen.
Man changes, but God doesn't. And the Bible says in verse 8, nevertheless, my brethren that went up with me made the heart of the people melt. Be very careful on your path in life that people don't discourage you. If God's called you to the mission field, don't end up in Wamusi, Wisconsin, as a pastor. Is there a Wamusi? I don't know. Probably somewhere in Africa. They start out going this direction, and then they decide, God's called me here because there's a Mercedes. I have a Mercedes, BMW, a Audi. None of them belong to me, but they're my chauffeurs. Knock on doors. And I don't have to pay the registration, license, or insurance. Don't seek the things of this world. You got to be very careful. Is the temptation there? Sure. But look what the Bible says. The second point, not only a path, but be preserved. Look what it says in verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord have kept me alive. Who keeps us? Who preserves us? It's God. I have confidence. Caleb had confidence. He saw what the Lord can do through Moses. And then Moses, the servant, died. And then Joshua and Caleb continue to cross over the Jordan. I want to cross over the Jordan. How many want to get on the other side? I'm looking forward to going home to be with the Lord. But I'm having too much fun now. And who preserves me? It's the Lord that preserves me. It's Him I have confidence. He contains me. But my servant, what's in my heart? What's in your heart this morning? In the conclusion, I have been young. Now I'm getting older. Yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. Now continue verse 11. As yet I am as strong this day as I was in the day of Moses sent me. And my strength was then, even so is my strength now. For war both to go out and to come in. Where does our power come from? I can do all things. I love when people recite the verses, but when it comes time to practice them. I love what this pandemic has done. It has revealed the inner man on many people. God's not caught by surprise. God will provide. I talked to several missionaries that have been through deputation. 2 years of the pandemic, and they're going to be on the field in 2 months. Well, you can't raise support. Please don't come to me with the other 10 spies and tell me you can't do it. I can't do it. It's difficult. Life has always been difficult. The power is not in my abilities. It's in the ability of God.
Amen.
Adversities, giants in the land. Your own peers will discourage you. When I spoke at City yesterday, I said, don't let someone tell you not to be in House Anderson Baptist Bible College. Continue the course. You're on your path. God will preserve you.
Amen.
To here he's brought us, and to there he'll take us.
Good.
Right. So we need to be very careful when the adversities come. The advantage that Caleb had that others didn't is his spirit. How's your spirit?
Good.
Age, he was 40. Now look what it says. In verse 11, as yet I am strong this day as I was in the day of Moses. My strength was then, even so is my strength now. Caleb still referred to the same strength. Some colleagues, some individuals along the line, they forgot to read their Bible and they started to act upon themselves in the flesh. And they had the charisma and they had the ability to communicate. The spirit, the power. The older I get, and it brings me to my last point, the more passion I have. I love my wife every day. Close by my side, I will abide. I love her more every day. I love my Lord. Will you still love him to the end?
Good.
Will you still love the doctrine, or will you listen to a different presentation?
Come on.
Let's just have some Starbucks with some donuts. That will bring him in. No, what will bring him in is knocking on doors. Well, you don't understand. You're from the old school. There's only one school. I said last night, the guys with these iPads, I like walking with my Bible. And that glow that's on their face is not the Shekinah. It's the screen. Don't let them fool you. There's something about this book. This is the holy word of God. Passion. Listen to what he says. As he gets older, he's not done. He says in verse 12, now therefore, give me this mountain. Wherefore the Lord spake in that day. The passion, he's still claiming mountains. 85 years old, he's still claiming mountains. I'd love being around Dr. Sisk. Pastor and I were together last night, we're talking. What an example, over 2,000 mission conferences.
Amen.
You do the calculations, those of you that paid attention in math class. And he's still going.
Amen.
That's an example that I want to be. Someone says, you want to become his age only if God gives me the strength. And that's what? And his strength is dependency upon God.
Amen.
He selected his path. These men, as Brother Tom, selected his path. We're on our direction, and we'll soon get to our destination.
Amen.
Aren't you excited about arriving at your destination?
Amen.
I'm looking forward to going to heaven. But I'm going to enjoy life while I'm here.
Amen.
I want another mountain.
Come on now.
Do you?
Amen.